Unfortunately, somebody's wife was Mapel 42 days after she went to the mikvah. So he decided that he made a cheshbon. He heard somebody said that you can make such a cheshbon, and it's really a tzvek tzvekah. And therefore, you don't have to worry about counting 14 days, because it's a shaila whether or not it was a nefil or wasn't a nefil. And even if it wasn't a nefil, maybe it's not really 40 full days. Because maybe, since we know that it's 42 days from the mikvah, but it could be that the zera is niklat up until 3 days. So it's niklat on the third day, and it's only 39 days. It's really even 40 days. It's been more than 40 days, only 41 days. So it's niklat on the second or the third day, the chur is not 40 days, therefore it's not a problem. However, that's not a good cheshbon, and it's important to say that we do not say tzvek tzveiko. Now that we could add another suffix, maybe like Rabbi Shmuel, and there is a Rishon HaPasul like him, and maybe it was a nekeva, and nekeva is only nigmar after 80 days, not after 40 days. Machlokes in the Gemara, and there is Rishonim that pass in that way. For those that saw the Beis if that Kaplan said you could skip, and that's not doesn't make it into another suffix. Kol tzveikas atiyochol aharbois. Bapeles, we're still going to be machmor. Milu is told that it is a regular lay that we're not choishish, and therefore the halacha is that he has to wait to suffer whether or not it's a zachor nekeva. He has to wait 14 days to go to the mikvah. However, the zayin nekiim could be counted in those 14 days. You don't have to wait till after even that's also machlekes. We pass the halacha ma'isa that you may lay the she'en araya behem can be oil of the Zainikim, and since it's very possible after a miscarriage, if they do a DNC where they clean out the dam, that a woman could clean up before 14 days. And a Hanami, even if she cleans up and gets Zainikim before the end of 14 days, she can only get mikvah after 14 days. Bekitzer, he did as he was told, and figured that since the halacha is that it was a real lady, you have to be cheshish for, and even by palace we give you, you may toyar, the memela on day 29 after the Hapala, when he was being Mishamish, and his wife sent it to Macy, he decided that he's allowed to be Purish Ve'ever Chai, because the Noid B'Yudah says that Dam Tayar, you don't have the Chumrah of being Purish Ve'ever Macy. Now he comes to the Rav, Shilasi Beviv, if it's true that I was now Purish Ve'ever Chai, because I'm not Choshish, and I hold that it's Dam Tayar, do I have to be Purish on day 41 and day 81? Shailas Abibi. What are you talking about, Captain? A lot of blank stares. So, the Ramah says, there's a minute to be Purish on day 41 and day 81. Some even weren't table till after day 41 and after day 81. That the Ramah says is Nimshach Taminus. And don't do it. But there are people that are knowing that way. Why not to be Mishamash on day 41 and day 81? Two times that are brought down. One is the Bahag brings down. It's because it's like a Shas vest. You go from your Mei Torah to Mei Tumah. Then it's a Shas vest. You have to be prayers. Says the Taz, that's not the reason why. The bigger reason is because up until day 40 it was Yimei Tayar, and a lot of people are Yimei Tayar. And after day 40, it's Yimei Tumah. Up until day 80, it's Yimei Tayar. After day 80, it's Yimei Tumah. So therefore, to make a hefsik and you're to be mechad between the two times, you shouldn't come chas v'chalil to be meshamish and with dam and say that it's dam tayar, because you've been doing that for the last 40 or 80 days. Therefore, you should be perish one day. So the Taz is Manenu, we're machmor on Dam Torah. We're machmor on Dam Torah. So we're never mouth the first 40 or 80 days. But really, you don't have to worry about the first 41st day and the 81st day. And Zichr, you don't have to be wait till after the 41 days or 81 days. Zichr not to say a prayer is Gedish Chen Anachash, like that Bach said, you're machmor, Besener. But not to give Bimakal anybody else. Shelosi Bepid, here we have a fellow that was no Dam Torah. He was Noeg Dam Tayar because he was Purish Bebecha. Does he have to now be Machmer on day 41? The answer is he shouldn't have been Purish Bebecha. Because the Nachla Tzvi is Chirlik and he says that it's Mevur in the Ramah. Not like Noeg Vyudim. The Noeg Vyudim, the Ramah says that the Dam Tayar is Kedam Nidal Holdevarim. And Ramela, he should have been Purish Be'ever Me. Now, even if you're going like the Noeg Vyudah, that doesn't mean that he was boiled on Dam Tayar. Zichr, the mice is not the minik to be machmer 41 and 81. And for sure, by Mahapelas, even though the Shach brings down by Mahapelas also to be Machmer 4181, the minig is not going to be Machmer 4181, then you don't have to be Machmer, and certainly not by Mahapelas, and certainly you'll have to go to the Mikvah beforehand, like this fellow did, Baruch Hashem. And we should only hear Besuras Tevis. Included in the Besuras Tevis means that tomorrow we'll be finishing Kuf Tzadi Dalet, and the following day starting Kuf Tzadi Hei.